flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a special treat from one of our sister stations, 106.7 Fan. Grant Paulson joins us from the D.C. area, and he had the pleasure of covering Jaden Daniels. I am jealous. I mean, what a year.
It was an unbelievable season in D.C., and it was a great ride. And I got to say, you know, he was so impressive. Everybody saw him on the field and the unbelievable exploits. But we were just taken aback by the work ethic and the decency, you know, for such a young guy who is the face of the company now. He is in charge of that Fortune 500 company in terms of the visual face for everybody. He did such a nice job as a rookie and handled himself so well.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise us here because we got to know him for 2 years at LSU and really was always a stand-up guy, defined team in everything he did. And, you know, watching him and what he did for Washington, I think gives everyone hope in every NFL market, including here in New Orleans, that if you get the right people in the right places, you can turn things around in a hurry.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, right? I always say there's four pillars that hold up the building that is an NFL team. So it's the owner, the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback. Maybe not exactly in that order. Washington this past season had a brand new ownership group for the first time in 25 years, who hired a terrific young general manager, first timer in Adam Peters, who brought in Dan Quinn, who of course has coached in the Super Bowl in Atlanta. But then the key piece was Jaden Daniels. Now you can have the other three locked in. If you don't have a quarterback, you got no chance. And for Daniels to have had a historical rookie year, the likes of which nobody ever has before, really changed everything. They went from a team that has not had a 11-win season since 1991.
Wow.
That has not won a playoff game since I was in high school in 2005. I mean, this was their
best
year.
That's the Katrina year for locals reference. Right,
categorically, their best year in 33 years. And Jaden Daniels is the biggest piece of that pie.
How has he been received in D.C.?
It's a love affair. I mean, people are obsessed. His jersey is flying off the shelves. Frankly, the success that they had this year and the success that he had this year probably will lead to them keeping their current name. You know, forever they were the Washington Redskins.
Right.
Then they became the football team and then the Commanders. And it's not a popular name. People don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, their owner today just spoke and said that Commanders now mean something, that Commanders in the building is resonating, that there's now this kind of identity and culture they've created with this name. Well, that's just a year ago, everyone hated the name, and now there's very positive memories, right? You go out and you win 14 games, including two playoff games, which is more than they've won over the last 30 years combined. It's all because of this renaissance led by Daniels. And really, I believe it started in the offseason. Veteran players would get to the facility at 5 in the morning, and he'd already be there working. Now, he just, by the way he operated, changed their entire organization.
It's a very similar path that we experienced here with Drew Brees.
Yes.
He had that same work ethic. Not so much what he said, but what he did, right?
I think it's more than anything else, you watch him. If you're in that locker room and you go, he just wants to be one of the guys. He's very unassuming. Yeah. You guys know this from his LSU days, but he is not a spotlight guy, which is unfortunate for him because he's a superstar.
Yeah.
But he blends in very well. The team, to their credit, he hasn't done a lot of one-on-one interviews or he's not on TV much. He lived all season with his mother.
That's, mm-hmm.
It was those two. maybe the father, I don't know. But she had a place there and kind of watched over him. It was football. And being at home with his mom. And you just didn't see him out and about. He was in before everyone else in the morning and there all night. He just put in all of the work, checked every box. And then the game started, and he played at a level no rookie ever has before.
Yeah, I got to imagine Thursday night at the NFL Honors here in New Orleans.
If he doesn't get Rookie of the Year.
We're going to see Jaden Daniels up on that stage a few times.
Yes, you will.
I can promise you, if he doesn't get Rookie of the Year.
He will unequivocally be the Rookie of the Year. I will say what's surprising, honestly, and this is a conversation for another time, but he probably should have gotten more attention in the MVP conversation.
I think so.
I think the reason he didn't is we are conditioned, if you're a rookie, that you just don't blend the two. You win the Rookie of the Year award, but you probably don't get to be in the MVP convo. But look at the supporting cast. If we're talking value, which is the argument for Josh Allen to win over Lamar Jackson for a lot of people, oh, but it's only a couple Pro Bowlers, it's only a couple All-Pros. You have Terry McLaurin, who's a great wide receiver, but nothing else in terms of Pro Bowl talent on that offense for Washington. So Jaden Daniels, in a lot of way, I like to say, dragged them into the fight over and over again and then dragged them out a winner.
Well, if they had won one more game, if you hadn't had that heartbreaking loss in the NFC Championship, then you would have no choice but to have him in the MVP conversation and be leading out of the gate. And they would have had to said, yes, you can be Rookie of the Year and MVP. I guess.
You know what's tough is he played really well in the NFC title game.
Yeah, he did.
They lost, but it wasn't because of anything he did. They gave up 55 points. They fumbled three times.
Three times.
He did throw an interception, but it was when the game was out of reach and he's trying to make something happen. And that was kind of the beauty of his season is he almost never turned the ball over. But all the way to the end of the year, he gave him a fighting chance. Even against the best the NFC had to offer, he goes to Detroit and lights up the Lions. Then he's got the two seed. You know, they beat the three seed, the one seed, and then we're at Philly giving the two seed a run for their money for a couple of quarters.
And you're right. If other players don't allow the ball to be punched out, if other players don't make unfortunate mistakes, then this is a totally different conversation.
We're visiting with Grant Paulson, 106.7 Fan, our sister station in D.C. Timing's everything. This whole stadium talk right now. I got to imagine the quality of the product that they had on the field this year with Jaden Daniels and staff really helps perpetuate in moving that forward, right?
Oh, categorically, yeah. They're absolutely going to be building a new stadium. Their eyes are on 2030. They're still at this point trying to figure out where it's going to be. There's three municipalities that all want the team, Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. They currently play in Maryland. It's very likely that they end up in D.C., which is where everybody wants them to be. D.C. forever did not own the land where the old RFK Stadium was. It's a whole thing about federal land. Everything in D.C. takes years, not days. You guys won't be
surprised. We were talking about government efficiency just a moment ago.
Yeah, I was listening.
This all plays in.
That resonated. So it took quite literally years and a Hail Mary, proverbially, for D.C. to get the land back, which they now do have. Yeah. So still a lot of fighting now at the D.C. City Council level,
right?
Which you guys can relate to. But the long story short of it is they're hoping to be playing in D.C. They're going to build a stadium. It's going to be about 2030.
Absolutely.
Grant, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, we really appreciate you joining us today.
We wish you were here with the Washington Commanders, who are now commanding in the Super Bowl. At least I wish that, because we wanted to see Jaden Daniels make
Jaden
it all the
Daniels
way.
So.
You and a lot of people back in the DMV. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Grant Paulson, 106.7 Fan, our sister station in the District of Columbia. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.